hopefully. Yeah, I will wait. I just want to test the sound that it works on the other side. 1, 2, 3. Weblate, pontoon, weblate, pontoon, weblate. Yeah, it works like that. This is how you sell weblate. You just say it a lot of times and yeah. Yeah, great. So, long today's, right? And a lot of to come. I just want to ask you if you can all do a frowny face, like you just ate something weird. Yeah, test it on yourself, because you will need it throughout the talk, because you are from different backgrounds. Somebody is a developer, somebody is not a developer, somebody knows Weblate very well, and somebody came here to get to know Weblate. Somebody was on my talk yesterday, who was not, can watch probably tomorrow or day after the recording, but I didn't get the link yet, so probably soon it will be. So the frowny face will be in use. If you don't like something, if you feel like you are bored here, just do your frowny face, so I know that I should go a little bit quicker through what I am just talking about. Yeah? Okay. So, I'm Benjamin, I'm from Weblate. I do the talking, and Michal there do the coding. So, yeah, that's the Weblate team. And we also have a teammate named Part, and he does the coding part time. So, what's Weblate? And, okay. Weblate is a Libre localization platform. It's well-documented piece of software. I want to point it out because sometimes if you want to get to know to the software, you get to ask a lot of questions other people. With Weblate, you don't have to. But yeah, you can still ask me if you don't find your answer in the documentation. It's a copyleft software. It's licensed under GPL3. And all the development is public on GitHub. We started as an open source project, and it's not going to change because, yeah, it's the best way to develop software. What Weblate should do is to make the tough process of localization and coordination of a lot of people and having so many things at so many places just easy. And it's for developers, it's for translators, it's for managers, it's for everyone that's involved in the project of localization. And, wow, it's a weird color, but next to the logo, you will read it's a verb. And yeah, some of our users started using to Weblate, which means I'm going to translate something on Weblate. So we are a verb too. Weblate works. Or is aimed that you will just set it once or tell it that it needs to be set in some way in the future, and it will do itself. So you just set it and forget it and let it work for you, because you don't want to do the work if it can be done by a great piece of software. It's supposed to be having all translations, so not just one platform, not just your website or your app, everything in one place. Many, many tens of localization file formats are supported, so you don't have to use Weblate just for part of your workflow. Put there everything, and it will give you a free time. Once you have it there, have your translations there, you probably want to give it a context and communicate with other users. You can do that. If you find that search string weird, you can just add a comment, notify the maintainers, and they will know it. Once you have it integrated, which means in the best way integrated with your version control system, because that's why Michal started Weblate 11 years ago, to have some kind of translation software tightly integrated to what you love to do. You will love to develop software, not to send back and forth or use API calls or write scripts. You just want to develop your software and let some other software do the parts you don't fancy that much. Once you have your translations there, you go to the editor, if you are a translator, which is a lovely part of WebLite where you can see all the context, all the screenshots, all the communication with other translators, and where you can localize the string to your desired language out of the source language or multiple languages. Once that's done, WebLite does the magic, as Jean-Baptiste from Fedora said, because there are all the checks and fix-ups, so you don't have to control the quality of your... I shouldn't be in front of that, so, right. You have the quality you want to, not some messy translations that can be, like, are understood differently in the app in the end. Once this is done, or while this is has been happening, you have it in a database. We prefer the Elephant, but you can also use MariaDB, but Elephant has like more power, more strength for the best performance. And once you finish there, WebLite stores it in the underlying Git repository. And that's part of the magic, because that's a tool you already know how to work with. So if you are a little bit lost about, let's say you got a merge conflict because you added the same thing in WebLite and in your repository, because yeah, you don't want to wait, you want to have everything continuous, you just solve a merge conflict. And if you don't know how to, it's described in the documentation of WebLite. So that's the easy part. That's the way how to make it continuous with as less fuss as possible. And basically, you need to get your translations in, then do as less work with help of machine translation and stuff, and then get it out. And in and out is very easy, because it's just syncing one Git repository with the other. Or if you prefer, work with the API, WebLite has it, so you can do that. Or if you like to translate in some offline tool, if in desktop application, you just download the file for localization files in the file format you like, because WebLite can convert this for you, and then you can upload it back without being afraid of making the file invalid. And once you have that everything set up, you can reuse your translations, because there is a translation memory which you improved by your manual translations and with machine translation. So if you are, let's say, translating the same project over and over again for new versions, like LibreOffice, you can build your translation memory with help of machine translation, with help of your community, and in the end, you don't need that much of manual work, you don't need that much questions to the machine translation engine, because you already have your core, your basis in the translation memory, which you can use as a source for the machine translation. So that's the reuse. And as a result, what you want to get out of WebLite is your software in your language, because yeah, then you truly owns it. You truly own it. You want to reduce as much work as possible, because everybody wants to work on what they desire to do, not the manual work that's again and again the same. So let translators do their work, let developers do their work, and yeah, happily be codependent. You want high-quality translators, translations, and you want the engagement from the community. Because if they have the easy way, if they figure out in their UI they are just watching, there is a mistake. And then they probably know the best how to correct that mistake. But if they won't find the way how to correct it, where? They won't send you an email. If they have the tool, it's their software. They can make it better very easy way. Make it themselves. It's their software. So they can work for the whole community and attract more translators, more users, because that's how you do it. You, of course, want to free the time of developers. Yeah, I think I already said much about it. And you want to be prepared for the future versions and for the future projects, because usually you use the same translation, so you can be very well prepared for that too. WebLite as a project started, 11 years ago as a part-time project, but now I will probably talk more about it if we have time and the app. But now it's sustainable on itself without any venture funding or something like that. How we get the funding, these are the four ways. We offer the hosting services to commercial customers or to lovely projects like Fedora or some other projects like OpenSUSE, because Michael started it while working in OpenSUSE, are using WebLite for long years, but they host it themselves and just pay for the support because sometimes they need a little bit of help with something. We also offer custom development because as we are a small team, we are very flexible in delivering new features. And as we have the same code base for everyone, no matter if you are a commercial customer of WebLite services or if you are small or large Libre project, you have the same features there. So if a very big corporate, like some Siemens company, will pay for a nice feature, you, as an Android developer of a small